Okay, today we began paragraph Los of the Milah Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed. Some of the issues in Rabbi Los of the Milah are as follows. The basic summary of the first daf in Rabbi Los of the Milah is as follows. Mishnah has machlokas, whether it's mutter to do preparations for Milah on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imlo Hevi Klim Erev Shabbos, Mevil B'Shabbos Megula. If the Mo'el didn't bring the knife before Shabbos, he can bring it on Shabbos in a way that people can see what he is carrying. Also, we can cut trees to make charcoal to make an iron knife on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees and holds, any milacha that could have been done before Shabbos is in preparing for the bris cannot be done on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Lazar hold that the knife should be exposed for the sake of showing love for the mitzvah that you're so eager to do the bris, or so that we not be suspected of carrying other things on Shabbos? So the Gemara concludes that it's to show affection for the mitzvah. Therefore, unless it's dangerous to carry the knife exposed, one should not carry it covered, even if witnesses saw him cover the knife. As we mentioned, during times of danger, we cover the knife in front of witnesses. But the Gemara isn't certain whether there should be two additional witnesses aside from the person carrying it, or even a single additional witness is enough, because together with the person carrying it, that makes two. The Braisa tells us about two communities that follow the minority opinions of their rabbis. In Rabbi Elazar's city, they would cut trees on Shabbos to make coals, to make the iron tool used for a bris. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in Rabbi Yossi Aglili's city, they would eat bird meat with milk, based on the pasuk b'chalevi mo, which we understand to mean of she'ein lo chalav aim, a bird that by definition doesn't have a mother's milk, is not included in the Isra of mixing meat and milk. Rabbi Yitzchak teaches about a city that followed Rabbi Elazar's opinion and were rewarded that people didn't die young and they were spared from the gzera of the government against Mila. The Braisa teaches that any mitzvah we originally accepted with joy, like Mila, we still do with joy, whereas any mitzvah we originally accepted with an argument, such as Arayos, we still perform with arguments. That is why Leka Ksuba, Delar Rama, Batigra, there's always an argument when working out the details of a Ksuba. Similarly, we strongly observe mitzvahs that we're willing to give up our lives for during times of the gzeros, like Avod Zarah, Bris Milah. Those mitzvahs that we weren't willing to give up our lives for, like Tefillin, remain weak, as evident from the fact that Elisha Bal Knafayim is singled out as being committed to maintaining a guf naki, either by not passing gas in his Tefillin, or by not sleeping in his Tefillin, implying that others aren't so careful. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that a Milah knife can be carried derech gagos, kafifos, v'chatzeros, through roofs and courtyards, provided that the knife didn't start off inside a house. This is a middle ground, since Rabbi Elazar holds you can even do full melacha d'oraisa. And the Chacham holds there's nothing you can do in violation of Shabbos to prepare for a milah. So that's the middle ground, that if it didn't start off in a house, you could bring it through the gagos, karfifos, v'chatzeros. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yassi, ma'hu l'taltel b'kulo? If a mavoi doesn't have a shitufei mavos, one can clearly not carry between the chatzeros and the mavoi. But what about moving something from one end of the mavoi to another end of that same mavoi? Should we compare it to a chatzer that doesn't have an eriv, where we allow moving something within the chatzer? Or perhaps chatzeros are more lenient since they're surrounded by walls and used by people who live there? Although Rabbi Yassi initially did not respond, he ultimately allowed it and explained that the story of the people who brought a knife on Shabbos for a bris was not assuming like the rejected minority opinion of Rabbi Elazar, but was simply talking about a case where the knife had to be moved from one end of the mavoi to the other. And that's the basic chazar of Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed.